local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.05, FM Talk 106.5. Police investigation is now shut down overnight. Two intersections on Cottage Hill. Both have been reopened, but we'll tell you the story of gunplay overnight there. Also, President Trump fighting it out in Washington and in Florida. Explain that. And remember that story from way back, well, what, about 10 days ago, about a woman in Louisiana being sat on by a camel? Got more details on that story coming up. Right now, let's catch traffic with Kane.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic Center Mobile Police Department working an accident I-10 westbound before the 10-mile marker in McDonald Road. It's an accident with injuries involving four vehicles. Also westbound I-10 between Rangeline, they've got another accident going to be slowing up traffic. The Blacksmith Experience at Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight and weekend classes available. Reserve your spot at the Blacksmith. SmithExperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Need a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells Yamaha and Star street legal carts. They also sell all models of used carts, even rent golf carts for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and yes, golf. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full service mechanic. Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver too. And remember, they'll custom build a cart just for you. Visit them at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. Just look for the lot full of golf carts. CartDoctor.com.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise and this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Horwig. Kelly Finley's got our headlines in just a second. Also, Kane with traffic. Dr. Bill Williams joins us coming up with our forecast. 95 for the predicted high today. Once again, possibly a record-breaking day. Update on the story that we're still waiting for more information from Mobile Police Department on, but an investigation going on overnight. Two intersections in Mobile shut down. The intersection at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest and the intersection at Cottage Hill at University both closed about 12:45 this morning. Both intersections now have been reopened. They are shut down. The first one, as I understand it this morning, now we have not had a press conference yet from MPD, but a shooting that had a victim at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, and then reports of gunshots at Cottage Hill and University, where it goes from University to Demetropolis, that right in there. We're waiting for more information on that, and we'll get it to you as soon as it comes out. All right, 6:09, more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A possible murder-suicide in the Whistler community of Pritchard. Pritchard police, they do confirm that two people have been killed and another person injured in the shooting that happened on Thursday. While an investigation is ongoing, police have not ruled out a murder-suicide, but they do confirm that they are not looking for a suspect. Tyvante Johnson and Jasmine Fields, they have been identified as the two victims shot dead near Bellmead Drive, just off St. Stephen's Road. Shamika Stabler, she was transported to USA Hospital with a gunshot wound to her chest. Pritchard police say that they are looking for counseling for Jasmine's two children through the Mobile Child Advocacy Center. A GoFundMe account has been set up. If you'd like to donate, be sure to look for the name Jasmine Fields and you can donate to the family. More than 20 soldiers were injured during nighttime training exercises on Wednesday at Camp Shelby in Mississippi. The soldiers were with the 4th Brigade of the 25th Infantry Division, stationed at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson, which is in Anchorage, Alaska. According to WDAM, the injuries occurred when the soldiers were parachuting from a C-130 aircraft, and wind blew them away from their intended drop zone and into a group of pine trees. 15 of the injured were treated in the field, 7 taken to local hospitals. According to the U.S. Army, some of the soldiers had to be rescued from the trees by fire department personnel after their parachutes became tangled in the tree limbs. Now, none of the injuries, thankfully, are believed to be life-threatening, and all 83 jumpers have been accounted for. The team had been in Mississippi, taking part in a massive 10-day training event with as many as 650 other personnel. This incident is under investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Not everyone shops the farmer's market, but if you want the freshest produce and the freshest bounty of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Yes, fresh, meaning picked from their farm daily. You simply can't buy fresher than Allegri Farm Market, who brings you produce from their very own local farms, plus cheeses and butters and weekly specials, all from the friendly faces of your own community. Just off I-10 at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open every day, 8 to 6, Sunday, 9 to 5. From their farm to your table, Allegri Farm Market.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police closed two intersections in Mobile overnight. This was Cottage Hill and Hillcrest and Cottage Hill and University around 1 o'clock this morning. Mobile police officers were seen in the area. We're working to get more information about what happened. The intersections are back open this morning. Pensacola Police Department has fired a narcotics officer who shot and killed a man this summer. After an internal investigation, the police chief found that Officer Daniel Seaman violated the department's use of deadly force policy when shooting Tamar Crawford. Seaman was the only officer to fire at Crawford on July 5th at the intersection of Brainerd and C Streets. Officers pulled Crawford over because they believed he was intoxicated. Police originally said Crawford disarmed another officer, leading Seaman to fire at Crawford. Police now say it was a taser, not a gun, that Crawford grabbed. The city of Pritchard is doing its part to help the Bahamas as the islands continue to recover from Hurricane Dorian. They're accepting donations at City Hall through tomorrow. You can drop them off from 8 until 4. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
South Alabama loses a heartbreaker at home. The Seattle Seahawks win a thriller on Thursday Night Football, and the first round of the Major League playoffs are officially underway. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The South Alabama Jaguars lost a close one last night to the Georgia Southern Eagles, 20-17 in double overtime at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Tyler Bass kicked the game winner for the Eagles from 37 yards out.
From 37 yards, none of the other stuff will matter. Tyler Bass on the way, and a Georgia Southern winner. Tucked it inside the left upright, and the Eagles survive a wild Thursday night game in Mobile.
Bad call from ESPNU. South Alabama quarterback Cephas Johnson had two long touchdown passes, a 75-yarder to Kawan Baker in the second quarter, and a 60-yarder to Jalen Tolbert in the third. The Jags stretched the lead to 17-10 with a 45-yard field goal in the fourth quarter, but Georgia Southern tied the game on a one-yard run from Wesley Kennedy with 20 seconds to play. Neither team did much in the first overtime, with both the Jags and the Eagles missing field goal attempts. The Jags got the ball first in the second overtime and fumbled before Tyler Bass ended the game for the Eagles with that 37-yard kick. Outside of those two long touchdowns, the Jags had a lot of trouble getting anything going offensively. They finished the game 0-10 on third down and are now 1-5 after suffering their fourth loss in a row. South gets nearly 2 full weeks off to regroup before traveling to play at rival Troy University on Wednesday, October the 16th. In the NFL last night, the Seattle Seahawks won a thriller over the Los Angeles Rams 30-29. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson threw a 5-yard touchdown pass to Chris Carson on 4th and goal. That gave Seattle the lead with 2.5 minutes to play. And Rams kicker Greg Zuerlein missed a game-winning 44-yard field goal with 11 seconds left.
Zuerlein missed it.
Wilson had a great game. He finished 17 of 23 for 268 yards and 4 touchdowns and rushed for another 32 yards. Former South Alabama Jaguar tight end Gerald Everett led the Rams in receiving with 136 yards on 7 receptions. LA is now 3-2 after losing 2 games in a row. The Seahawks are 4-1 and lead the NFC West. In the MLB playoffs, the St. Louis Cardinals rallied to beat the Atlanta Braves 7-6 in Game 1 of their National League Division Series. The Braves led 3-1 going into the 8th inning, but the Cardinals scored 2 in the top of the 8th to tie the game, and then 4 more in the top of the 9th to take a 7-3 lead. The Braves attempted a rally of their own in the bottom of the 9th. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit a 2-run shot to close the lead to 2 runs, and Freddie Freeman hit a solo shot to get the Braves within 1, but Cardinals pitcher Carlos Martinez closed out the game with a strikeout to earn the win. Game 2 is in Atlanta this afternoon at 3:37. The LA Dodgers took a 1-game lead in their series with a 6-0 shutout win over Washington yesterday. Dodgers pitcher Walker Buehler allowed only 1 hit and 0 runs over 6 innings to earn the win. LA rookie Gavin Lux hit a solo home run in the 8th, and Jock Peterson hit one of his own afterwards. Game 2 of that series is in LA tonight at 8:37. Both American League Division Series begin today. The Houston Astros host Tampa Bay at 1:05 this afternoon, followed by the New York Yankees hosting Tampa, who is New York hosting? I'll have to figure that out.
You're going to look at me? They're hosting a guest?
You don't know who he is? Man, I can't believe I forgot who New York is hosting. I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay, so New York
is ridiculous. I've only been talking about it for a full month. And now I'm under the gun.
Okay.
Now I can't remember. New York Yankees are hosting the Minnesota Twins. Oh, my God. Okay. That's a strike against me this morning.
And
they're hosting
out.
The Minnesota Twins.
You're out.
That's awful. But I do know who's playing in the SEC tomorrow. At 11 a.m. number 5.
Now, this is what's important. So if you didn't know that, I would be bothered.
Yeah. So LSU hosting Utah State at 11 a.m. The Tigers favored by 27.5. At 2:30, number 7-ranked Auburn plays at number 10-ranked Florida. The Tigers favored by 2.5. Of course, you can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. Pregame begins at 11:30 tomorrow morning. Missouri hosts Troy. The Tigers favored by 25. Tennessee hosts Georgia. Bulldogs favored by 24.5. And Ole Miss hosts Vanderbilt with the Rebels favored by 7.5. And two more top 25 games. Number 19 Michigan hosts number 14 Iowa. Wolverines favored by 3.5. And number 4 Ohio State with their first tough test of the season. Michigan State comes to town. The Buckeyes favored by 20. 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. And the Yankees, they host the Twins today.
The Twins?
The Minnesota Twins.
Okay, good. Duly noted.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, left lane's blocked off. Mobile Police Department working an accident I-10 westbound with four vehicles involved and right before the 10-mile marker at McDonald Road. Also, we've got a broke-down vehicle slowing up traffic westbound I-10 at Rains Line. Again, expect delays in each of those areas. South Alabama basketball single game tickets are now on sale. November's highlighted by the men's basketball team hosting the Auburn Tigers in the Mitchell Center on Tuesday night, November 12th. Tickets are just $10. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5. Happy National Taco Day.
Yeah.
Falls on a Friday. Now, could they not make it to be like the first Tuesday or second Tuesday in October to make it Taco Tuesday? You know, I mean, you have holidays that are that they float, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of being locked down to a certain date, you move them around depending on where it falls on the calendar. I would say that it'd be nice for Taco Day to be on a Tuesday.
That would be nice. You'd think it would make sense. But I appreciate that it's on a Friday, because if I'm going to eat tacos, I'm going to want either a margarita or a Corona.
Some cerveza.
That's right.
All right. National Taco Day. By the way, recent survey, Dalton, found 5% of Americans don't like tacos.
What?
Because I think it's 3%. Am I right? It's 3% that didn't like pizza.
Mm-hmm. And
because who the hell are these people? Okay,
well, you can make a taco out of anything. I mean, that's
in
why
our house we have had taco. We have fish tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have venison tacos. We probably have had beef tacos, obviously.
Yep,
more venison in our house than beef, but beef, venison, fish, duck tacos.
Ooh,
and duck fajitas.
That's something I've never had.
Yeah, and
duck taco.
They're good. I'll make you some duck tacos. Okay. They're good stuff.
And even if you don't eat bread, you don't need the tortilla for it to be a taco. You can use lettuce or, mm-hmm, you know, cheese. You can bake some cheese and make a little taco out of that.
I like that. And I tell you, if you make I'm no culinary master here, but if you're doing I do the beer battered fish for the fish tacos, mm-hmm, or the fish fajitas. And, you know, you want to get some green in there like you're talking about. I finally learned about 5-6 years ago to go buy the bags of pre-cut, if you're going to make coleslaw,
yeah,
the pre-cut cabbage for coleslaw,
mm-hmm,
it's a lot better to put in there than lettuce because it doesn't wilt. It stays crunchy. It's good. Well, it has like zero flavor. It takes on the flavor or whatever.
Yeah.
And so go get those bags of pre-cut cabbage.
And use those with the beer-battered fish.
Awesome.
Delicious.
Stuff.
I want a breakfast taco now.
According to survey out there, our favorite taco filling is carne asada with 26% of the vote. I agree. Barbacoa, 24%. Chicken, or while we're on a roll, how about pollo, mm-hmm, 18%. Carnitas, 7%. And veggies as the main ingredient. Got 4% of the vote. By the way, 71% of us prefer tacos over burritos. Cheer, cheer, cheer. Yep. I don't mind a burrito, but burritos are like heavy. Tacos, mm-hmm, are light.
Yeah, you know? I love me some tacos. Throw quesadillas in the mix, though, and then things get interesting.
Yeah, that's true. Quesadilla. Man, that's tough. That's a tough. It's a tough. By the way, hard or soft taco?
I like to switch it up, but now I'm more of a soft taco guy. Used to be a hard taco guy.
It's just a sign of maturity. Yeah, so I'm not. In our house, it's very true. We have both the preformed hard taco shells and then the soft taco tortillas. The kids get the hard tacos. The, mm-hmm, wife and I get the soft tacos.
And give me the hottest sauce you have.
That's, yes,
what I like.
The average soft taco fan eats 6.9 tacos a month, according to. What goes better with tacos, beer or margarita?
Beer.
Beer for me, too, but margarita was the number one answer. So today, National Taco Day, we can talk tacos on the text line. That's a lot of tease. 343-0106. Right now, Kelly's got some real news.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A sheriff's deputy in Clark County injured in a vehicle crash near Grove Hill on Highway 43 near Highway 84. According to firefighters, a deputy was not seriously injured in that wreck. The driver of the second vehicle was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Traffic was impacted for a number of hours as the wreck did block Highway 43, but thankfully, the sheriff's deputy's injuries were not life-threatening. Mobile police are investigating a case of receiving stolen property
property in the first with multiple warrants. On Wednesday, October the 2nd, at approximately 11:30 a.m., police, while patrolling the area of Houston Street, saw a vehicle they believed to be stolen. The vehicle was parked, and that's where two males had been recently inside. Now, officers say they then checked the area and saw the two subjects. One male took off on foot but was apprehended. Both subjects were detained and have been identified as 24-year-old Shaddy Williams and 35-year-old Ryan Williams. Mobile police are also investigating a shooting into an occupied dwelling case. On Wednesday, October the 2nd, at approximately 8:30 p.m., officers responded to the 2600 block of Ralston Road on the report of shots fired into that location. They confirmed that upon arrival, officers spoke with a victim who stated an unknown person or persons shot into the location. Thankfully, there were no reported injuries, but this investigation is still ongoing. If you have information which could assist, you are encouraged to contact Mobile Police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Kennedy for Alabama is on the air. An exciting new political talk show, Friday evening at 6. Elevating the political disclosure by inviting normal, everyday people into the studio for a conversation about Alabama. Join your host, Robert Kennedy Jr., and call or text your thoughts about how we can make Alabama better. Let's talk, Friday evening at 6. Podcast online at fmtalk1065.com. Kennedy for Alabama, Friday at 6 on FM Talk 1065.
626 FM Talk 106.5 76 as we get started on a Friday morning. Another high in the 90s today. Dr. Bill will talk about how high up in the 90s and the future does finally hold some cool air.
Finally.
It's the sound. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When the first cool front gets in here and your air conditioning shuts off, you get this weird quiet you have not heard for months and months. You're walking around the yard working, doing stuff, and going, what is different? Oh, the AC is not running. And you go, I am not spending any money on air conditioning right now. This is a fantastic thing. Kids are like, Daddy, you're in a good mood. AC's not running, kids. Dad's in a fantastic mood.
Yeah, now if the AC stops running in the middle of summer, or in our case, you know, last week during the middle of the day, then you know something's wrong.
No, that's right.
And you're going to spend a lot of money.
You're right. Yeah, that quiet AC cost you. I'm just saying, when it finally cools off enough that there's this moment where, because what will happen here a lot of times is AC will run, and then we'll have like a week or two, and then the heat has to run.
Mm-hmm.
I love the more time you can get
when
you
had
nothing.
Running.
Oh, it's the little things, Dalton. It makes me smile. By the way, Mike on the text line suggested this is interesting. I've never heard spaghetti tacos. Dive into that in a little bit. Doc's up next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A shooting in Mobile is under investigation this morning. It happened last night on Ann Street. Mobile Fire Rescue says a 22-year-old man was treated for a gunshot wound and rushed to the hospital. No word on any arrest. A Clark County Sheriff's deputy is expected to be okay after he was involved in a crash in Grove Hill. Crash happened last night on Highway 43. Sheriff Ray Norris tells News 5 the deputy is okay. A Mobile music venue is in a battle over its name. The Listening Room in Mobile is being sued for $10,000 by a similarly named restaurant in Nashville. The owner of Mobile's Listening Room says the Nashville establishment, the Listening Room Cafe, trademarked its name after the Mobile location was already open. Two students who survived Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas are now inspiring their new classmates to raise money for relief efforts. 11-year-old Lucas and 9-year-old Evie Waugh were huddled up in their Freeport home when Hurricane Dorian hit the island. A week after the storm, they moved to Gulf Shores, starting a new life in new school. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Fierce Nakawati with principal office in Dallas, Texas. Attention landscapers and anyone working in the landscape industry. This is an important alert for users of the Weed Killer Roundup that have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A California jury recently awarded $289 million to a landscaper who claimed Roundup gave him cancer. Roundup is the most widely used herbicide in the United States with billions of pounds applied each year. Farm workers and landscapers are at the highest risk of injury from exposure. Time is limited to file a claim. If you work with Roundup Weed Killer and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline now. The number to dial is 800-951-6265. That number again is 800-951-6265. You could be entitled to significant compensation. If you've been exposed to Roundup and have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline right now. 800-951-6265. That's 800-951-6265. Again, 800-951-6265. Call now.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Text messages released last night by three House committees show American diplomats in Ukraine seeming to make the case to the government of new President Zelensky that he might get a high-profile trip to the White House in return for announcing an investigation into Democrat Joe Biden's family. This after one of those diplomats, former Special Envoy Kurt Volker, spent the day talking with investigators yesterday. Here's how Democratic Representative Mikey Sherrill of New Jersey sums it up.
You have a president of the United States that's not using his office to advance the goal of the United States of America, but instead his own personal agenda.
In Iraq, nine more deaths in anti-government protests with the week's total at 42. Arwa Damon reports on how things are in Baghdad right now.
So far, relatively speaking, at least in the capital, the situation appears to be calm, but that is because the government has imposed a curfew. People are not allowed to go out into the streets.
Stock futures are down ahead of the opening bell this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The owner of Sports Illustrated, the iconic sports magazine that has suffered a steep decline in recent years, along with the broader magazine industry, says it will lay off a portion of its staff. The company declined to detail how many employees were dismissed, but the Wall Street Journal reports 40 people at the magazine had lost their jobs. U.S. regulators have turned down a request by Hawaiian Airlines and Japan Airlines for antitrust immunity to allow them to expand their cooperation, a rare blow that could further hurt global alliances between carriers. Airlines in the three big global alliances that dominate most markets rely on antitrust immunity for much of their cooperation. Samsung says it has ended the production of smartphones in its last factory in China. It says the decision was part of its ongoing efforts to enhance efficiency at its production facilities. Samsung's end to the mobile phone production in the world's largest smartphone market was partly because of rising labor costs in China. On Wall Street, futures are moderately lower. And that's Your Money Now.
Gavin McKenzie, CEO, Build McKenzie.
With more construction projects coming in, we needed to quickly hire a lead recruiter. We wanted someone who was bilingual and had 5 years of HR experience. LinkedIn Jobs matched me with many qualified applicants, but Anna Maria was the one with all the skills that we needed.
A person is hired with LinkedIn every 8 seconds. Post a job at linkedin.com/today and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Feel at home with First South Farm Credit in Bay Minette. For all your distinctive loan needs, whether you're looking to buy land, country home, or farm, a simple loan process for you. Let a First South Farm Credit experienced loan officer put 100 years of experience in supporting rural communities and agriculture to work for you. Financing land, farms, and dreams. First South Farm Credit, 209 East 2nd Street in Bay Minette, your land and ag lending experts.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Dare I ask the high temp for yesterday?
Well, it got up to 98 degrees yesterday. That was a record for the date. In fact, it broke a record dating way back into, one of them going back into the 1800s. But it also is the warmest temperature ever in October. That breaks the old record of 97 that was set Tuesday.
Jesus, so wait. We set it Tuesday, we broke it yesterday.
Yes.
Jesus.
That's the all-time record at a high temperature for the month of October.
Oh, man.
And we're not alone with this, because all across Alabama and Mississippi, they're sharing in the misery of these hot temperatures. But there is some hope, because we do have at least a strong front that will be moving into Mississippi and Alabama on Sunday, and then we'll reach the Gulf Coast on Monday. And just the showers alone that will develop on Sunday will help keep the temperature down. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week, we'll see temperatures that are normal. That means highs in the mid-80s or perhaps into the upper 80s, but certainly well away from what we've experienced for the last several weeks. Today, though, another hot day, and likely break another record. It's going to be up around 95 degrees, possibly 96 this afternoon. And we might get a little help on this, because a few scattered thunderstorms will develop this afternoon. Now, tonight we'll cool to about 72 under partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow will actually be a little bit cooler. We actually have a very weak weather front that's not too far away from us right now, and it's not going to do much, but it will lower the temperature a few degrees tomorrow. So Saturday, mostly sunny, isolated thunderstorms, a high of about 92. And Sunday, a good chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon, high in the upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Monday with a high in the upper 80s as that stronger front moves in. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, upper 80s with isolated showers. And then Thursday of next week will be in the mid-80s with a few showers. So not real cold, but certainly it's going to get us back to normal next week.
Everything is relative after the summer and early fall we've had. We'll take what we can get. All right, Dr. Bill, the tropics, what's going on there?
Right now we don't have any named storms, so that's doing pretty good. We do have a tropical wave over the Western Caribbean that will move into the Gulf of Mexico over the next few days, but it doesn't look like that will have any effect on us. Then a large tropical wave now coming off the African coast. I think that one may have some potential of developing over the next few days.
All right. So we still have some hurricane season to go. I mean, this goes into November.
And water temperatures out there still very warm, especially the Caribbean, the Gulf of Mexico, and the area off the southeast U.S. coast. So as we get the latter part of the season, we get in the second half of October, the greatest chance for any kind of development is going to be over those western areas that I just mentioned.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and your forecast and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. There are, let me nod the green hat here to farmers, though. This drought condition that we're in, right, we got that fire ban in place too for northwest Florida, southwest Alabama, maybe for the entirety of the state of Alabama. But this part is good for farmers. While we're often lamenting if we had drought conditions and this heat would be bad in the spring mm-hmm. for planting, it's good now. Cotton harvest, you want this kind of weather. So this has been good for cotton farmers. And I mean, the bolls open up good. They're dry. The seeds crack out. I mean, it helps cotton farmers. So you'll be seeing many modules stacked there along the roadsides in Mobile and Baldwin County. And of course, you get a lot more as you go up towards like Frisco City go in Monroe County. But it's good for them, probably pretty good for the farmers turning peanuts as well. That's happening right now. Peanuts are coming out in Baldwin County, Mobile County. So it is good for them. It's tough for other people that are going to wanting to plant something this time of year. But those harvesting right now, there's a silver lining to every cloud.
I had no idea. I thought rain was always a good thing.
No, not when you're trying to get cotton out. Now, yeah, you want rain and heat during the summertime to make cotton grow, but then
it's
you want to
sog it down, or
oh yeah, so you because you gotta the cotton's got to be dry. Think about what you're doing.
Yeah,
you get this and you want it dry to get it out. Then you're gonna pack it in those modules and you take it. You want that dry, whatever they call it, the fiber, lint or whatever they call it, when they. I've never. That's one thing I've not farmed in my life is cotton, but I've been around a lot of folks that do, and I know they want these conditions. These are good for the farmers. So it is good news. This condition's been good for them getting cotton out of the fields.
Never thought about it a lot, but it makes sense.
It's like, I think there's a Nancy Griffiths song where she references that her children never want to see rain, and she's thinking back, you know, how important rain is for farms and all that kind of stuff. So rain in the spring, that's good. Rain in the summer, we need it. Come harvest time for cotton, at least, it's good to have these dry conditions. Pretty good for the peanut farmers as well. All right, 6:40, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still wrapping up an accident I-10 westbound right before the 10-mile marker at McDonald Road. That's an accident involving four vehicles. Also westbound I-10 at Rangeline. They've got one without injuries, including a broken down vehicle that's been tying up traffic in the left lane. Market in the Park is back every Saturday from October 12th through November 23rd from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square, your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 6:41 FM Talk 106.5. Duly noted, one of my friends who farm some serious peanuts in Baldwin County just pointed out it can get the only downfall on the peanut side is if it dries way out, the ground gets too hard when you're going to turn peanuts. You gotta get that special, although it depends on your dirt too, what kind of dirt you have. But yeah, you don't want it too, but here's what maybe will happen. Get the good conditions, get the cotton out, then we get this little bit of rain that's supposed to come in Sunday, Monday. Maybe that gets the ground just light
moist enough.
Moist enough that you can turn those peanuts and get that whole process going. We'll see. I like anything that could be good news for our area farmers. 6:42, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Fairhope man has been arrested for rape. He was arrested by Somerdale police on Wednesday at Hoffman Road near Country Road 55. Officers responded to the call about a man and a woman fighting, and when officers arrived, they found a 19-year-old woman and 50-year-old Anthony Derek Odom. According to police, the woman was crying and said that Odom had assaulted her. Police then detained Odom for public intoxication, and then they took the woman to the police department for an interview. After her interview and speaking with the victim, investigators charged Odom with first-degree rape. The Somerdale Police Department does confirm that the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office did assist in this ongoing investigation. Remaining in Baldwin County this morning, there's a scam alert in effect as someone's trying to impersonate the Robertsdale Police Department and get your Social Security number. So the Robertsdale Police Department has taken to Facebook to post the following message. Quote, we are receiving reports of Social Security scam calls to which the caller states that they are an officer with the Robertsdale Police Department. We will not call you for issues concerning your Social Security. Neither the Social Security Administration nor the Robertsdale Police Department contacts individuals via phone about Social Security issues. Additionally, some callers claim to be police officers and request immediate payment for an outstanding warrant or ticket, or the victim will be arrested. The Robertsdale Police Department will never demand payment over the phone. These callers are trying to defraud you of your money. Do not send money or provide the caller with any personal information about yourself. Simply terminate the call. Please call your relatives and pass this information around to those who may not use social media. They could be at risk of losing a lot of money with this tactic. If you are a victim of this scam, please contact the Robertsdale Police Department at 251-947-2222. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police closed two intersections in Mobile overnight. This was Cottage Hill and Hillcrest and Cottage Hill and University around 1 o'clock this morning. Mobile police officers were seen in the area. We're working to get more information about what happened. The intersections are back open this morning. The Pensacola Police Department has fired a narcotics officer who shot and killed a man this summer. After an internal investigation, the police chief found that Officer Daniel Seaman violated the department's use of deadly force policy when shooting Tamar Crawford. Seaman was the only officer to fire at Crawford on July 5th at the intersection of Brainerd and C Streets. Officers pulled Crawford over because they believed he was intoxicated. Police originally said Crawford disarmed another officer, leading Seaman to fire at Crawford. Police now say it was a taser, not a gun, that Crawford grabbed. The city of Pritchard is doing its part to help the Bahamas as the islands continue to recover from Hurricane Dorian. They're accepting donations at City Hall through tomorrow. You can drop them off from 8 until 4. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Movie night. I love these old westerns.
Me too. Hand me some popcorn.
I bet a couple of little fillies like you are paying way too much for your insurance coverage.
Is he talking to us through the TV?
I'm talking to you. So what kind of premiums are you paying on your homeowner's insurance? That's what I thought. You need to call the Jack Green Insurance Agency.
Wait, you're in the old west, like the 1800s. Jack Green hasn't even been born yet.
Are you kidding me? Jack Green's been saving people money on their insurance needs for centuries.
But how do you...
No matter what your insurance needs, Jack Green will take care of it for good. Jack takes care of my home, my vacation condo, even my business coverage.
What business is that?
My business.
Just asking.
Jack Green saved my great-great-grandson a ton of money on a sweet premium rate on his triaxle dump truck.
Really?
Call the Jack Green Agency in Mobile at 344-5393. Go ahead. Call him. Make his day.
Next week we're going to my house. It's too freaky over here.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need
the talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
South Alabama loses a heartbreaker at home. The Seattle Seahawks win a thriller on Thursday Night Football, and the first round of the Major League playoffs are officially underway. It's 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The South Alabama Jaguars lost a close one last night to the Georgia Southern Eagles 20-17 in double overtime at Ladd Peoples Stadium. Tyler Bass kicked the game winner for the Eagles from 37 yards out.
From 37 yards, none of the other stuff will matter. Tyler Bass on the way, and a Georgia Southern winner. Tucked it inside the left upright, and the Eagles survive a wild Thursday night game in Mobile.
That call from ESPNU. South Alabama quarterback Cephas Johnson had two long touchdown passes, a 75-yarder to Kawan Baker in the second quarter, and a 60-yarder to Jalen Tolbert in the third. The Jags stretched the lead to 17-10 with a 45-yard field goal in the fourth quarter, but Georgia Southern would tie the game on a one-yard run from Wesley Kennedy with 20 seconds to play. Neither team did much in the first overtime, with both the Jags and Eagles missing field goal attempts. The Jags got the ball first in the second overtime and fumbled it away before Tyler Bass ended the game for the Eagles with that 37-yard kick. Outside of those two long touchdowns, the Jags had a lot of trouble getting anything going offensively. They finished the game 0 for 10 on third down, and they're now 1-5 after suffering their fourth loss in a row. South gets nearly 2 full weeks off to regroup before traveling to play at rival Troy University on Wednesday, October the 16th. In the NFL last night, the Seattle Seahawks won a thriller over the Los Angeles Rams, 30-29. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson threw a 5-yard touchdown pass to Chris Carson on 4th and goal to give Seattle the lead with 2.5 minutes to play. Then Rams kicker Greg Zuerlein missed a game-winning 44-yard field goal with 11 seconds left.
Zuerlein missed it.
Bad call from Joe Buck at Fox. Wilson had a great game. He finished 17 of 23 for 268 yards and 4 touchdowns. Also rushed for another 32 yards. And former South Alabama Jaguar tight end Gerald Everett led the Rams in receiving. He had 136 yards on 7 receptions. LA's now 3-2 after losing 2 games in a row. The Seahawks are 4-1 and lead the NFC West. In the MLB playoffs, the St. Louis Cardinals rallied to beat the Atlanta Braves 7-6 in Game 1 of their National League Division Series. The Braves led 3-1 going into the 8th inning, but the Cardinals scored 2 in the top of the 8th to tie the game, and then 4 more in the top of the 9th to take a 7-3 lead. The Braves attempted a rally of their own in the bottom of the 9th. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit a 2-run shot to close the lead to 2 runs, and Freddie Freeman hit a solo homer to get the Braves within 1, but Cardinals pitcher Carlos Martinez closed out the game with a strikeout to earn the win. Game 2 is in Atlanta this afternoon at 3:37. The LA Dodgers took a 1-game lead in their series with a 6-0 shutout win over the Washington Nationals. Dodgers pitcher Walker Buehler allowed only 1 hit and no runs over 6 innings to earn the win. LA rookie Gavin Lux hit a solo home run in the 8th, and Jock Peterson followed him with one of his own solo home runs. Game 2 of that series is in LA tonight at 8:37. Both of the American League Division Series begin today. The Houston Astros host Tampa Bay at 1:05 this afternoon, followed by the New York Yankees hosting the Minnesota Twins at 6:07. Tomorrow, a full day of football. We've got 5 SEC games on the way. At 11 a.m., number 5 LSU hosts Utah State. At 2:30, the 10th-ranked Florida Gators host the 7th-ranked Auburn Tigers. Hear that on FM Talk 106.5. The pregame show begins at 11:30 tomorrow morning. At 3 o'clock, Missouri hosts Troy. At 6 o'clock, Tennessee hosts the 3rd-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. And at 6:30, Ole Miss hosts Vanderbilt. 2 more top 25 games tomorrow. Number 14, Iowa plays at number 19, Michigan. And at number 4, Ohio State hosts number 25, Michigan State. 6:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Trailer Sales Alabama. Great prices, best build quality, great selection, and excellent customer service. Financing available, open 7 days. Check out Trailer Sales Alabama in Theodore or on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Trailer Sales Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
There's always something going down at Boomtown. Come watch all your favorite teams at Stadium Sports Bar and Grill, the Coast's newest premier sports bar. Conveniently located inside Boomtown Casino right next to the sportsbook. You'll have front row seats to great food while you watch the live action on more than 40 flat screen TVs. Place your order, place your bets, watch and win. Only at Boomtown Casino Biloxi. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Sports betting is legal in Mississippi and not in Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, four vehicle accidents still in the clearing stages, westbound I-10, just east of McDonald Road. You've got wreckers on the scene. Shouldn't be there for too much longer. No other delays. Looks great across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back, model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you're looking for a job, good news, the Fresh Market is looking for seasonal holiday workers and they're holding a national hiring event. Applicants can come to any of the Fresh Market's 160 store locations, including seven in Alabama, on October 18th and 19th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, positions that need to be filled, there are plenty of them, and some of them may extend past the holidays. Qualified applicants can receive on-the-spot interviews. You may apply online. You're encouraged to do so, as a matter of fact. And get this, employees receive a 20% employee discount once you're hired. Today and tomorrow, you can win big by helping our local Ronald McDonald families. Today, Harper Tech is hosting Ducky with the Ronald McDonald House Rubber Ducky Regatta at their office located at 50 North Broad Street from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. So if you stop by the Harper Tech office and support the regatta by purchasing a duck, a quack pack, a derby dozen, or a big quack, you'll get free scoops of ice cream. Any purchase will qualify for free scoops of ice cream and will be available while supplies last. Harper Tech is located at 50 North Broad Street. Be sure to go there between 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. today. And Saturday, Mobile's annual Rubber Ducky Regatta will make a splash by dropping 10,000 rubber duckies into the Mobile River at Cooper Riverside Park. The adopted duckies will race to the finish line, and the fastest ducky adopter will win a carnival cruise for two out of Mobile. All proceeds will benefit the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Mobile, which houses families with seriously ill and injured children being treated at area hospitals. By adopting a rubber ducky, not only will you have a chance to win prizes, but you'll be providing funds for a safe haven to all families who stay at the Ronald McDonald House while their child is receiving treatment. The event kicks off at 10 a.m. on Saturday. The race will begin at 11 a.m. You can purchase your ducks online or at the race. It's a family-free event open to the public at Cooper Riverside Park. More information is available at rubberduckyregatta.com. We'll see you there. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning, Sean and Dalton. Of course, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane. Hey, coming up next hour, Alec Naiman joins us. We'll find out what's cooking. And if you haven't figured out who you're pulling for, who you think's going to win a game this weekend, Football Friday with Dalton coming up at 8:05. You're going to run through some of these big games. I'd say one of the biggest games is a game you can hear here on FM Talk 106.5, Auburn and Florida.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest game of the weekend. You got the 7th-ranked Auburn Tigers, 10th-ranked Florida Gators. Auburn's third, not top 25, their third top 15 matchup of the year, and this is only their sixth game of the season. So that's a huge one for Auburn and for Florida. Could determine a lot in the SEC for the coming year.
All right, so we're going to run through that. And, of course, reminder, hate to do this, I would like y'all to forget a week, but if you're in our FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Pool, you're one of the crew out there. You got to get your games picked by tomorrow at 11?
First games kick off at 11, I think. Okay. So got to get them in by then. Actually, no, you know, don't get them in. Get them in next week.
See, I like your style.
I need a week to win.
Be a little catch up here. All right, we'll check in with News 5 and Westwood One News, Dr. Bill's forecast, Kane's traffic. It's all straight ahead here on a Friday morning. This is FM Talk 106.5.